Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buffalo Bills getting ready to face an opponent we don't usually see. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This weekend, and we've got, this is our second back-to-back 1 o'clock game, Sal Capaccio from the Buffalo Bills with us today. Hi, Sal.
Hi. You know, I was thinking earlier this week, I think it kind of lines up where when I've talked to you, the Bills have won, and then when we didn't talk, they lost.
Yep.
Yeah, I have not talked to Janet and Nick, so we might need to do that to help the Bills.
Exactly. When do the Oscar nominations come out? Will you get one for your role in Holiday Touchdown, A Bill's Love Story?
A Bill's Love Story.
Most terrible actor? I'm not really sure, but it was fun last night.
How was it?
It was great. Went to the premiere last night in East Aurora, and yes, I'm in the movie. I actually have a scene, a speaking part with the lead actor, Matt Daddario.
Wow.
And I'm on screen with him for about 5-6 seconds, and we're in the offices. I play the role of a front office member who's on his team, essentially. And there's a scene where I'm walking with him and I talk with him. And there's another scene where I'm at a conference table. I don't say anything, but it's more of all of us just listening to him kind of talk to the team and nodding our head and, you know, being a part of the group there. So it was really fun last night to be a part of that experience.
Did you bring your SAG card? Do you get your SAG card with the line you have in the movie?
So I think you're automatically a part of SAG. Yes, I did have to go through a process, but
I did speak.
Yes. It's not the first thing I've done on screen. And then there's a few other things. There's another one coming out where I'm actually going to be, like, a lot of my voice is being used for historical perspective of the Bills and stuff like that. So I've been dabbling in this a little bit over the last couple of years, but this one was the scripted work is just so different, right? And it's actually a great conversation I had with Matt Daddario during that day. So one of the things that happened was we filmed this scene. I think we had like 20 to 25 takes from all different angles and different ways to say it. And it was only probably for me, you know, 10, 11 words, whatever. And I said to him at one point, I said, holy cow, like, you do this all the time. Like, this, you know, all these takes. And he said, you know, being a movie is great, being an actor is great, but it's a lot of redundancy. And I said, well, the scripted work, I can't work like that. We do live radio. It's unscripted. We talk. He said, you know what's interesting to me? He said, I would love to do more of that too, which was really cool.
Wow. Yeah. So you guys want to like switch shoes? And
I don't know about that, but yeah, last night we saw each other, hung out a little bit afterwards, and talked more about that and about Buffalo and his experience and the cast experience. It was really phenomenal. Yes, Nick, my wife and son went with me last night. We marched in the parade together. They were with me.
Oh, come on.
So I had to do a lot of the Queen wave, you know what I mean? Like
the
that
Queen
kind of thing.
Wave, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And so when does it come out where we can see it?
Saturday night, apparently, it's out on Hallmark, I believe, next Saturday. Okay. Is it this Saturday, next Saturday? I believe it is this Saturday night. I can't remember.
Wait, I think it's Saturday.
So, yeah.
The Buffalo Saturday. Bills will all be tucked in their hotel rooms watching this on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because, let's hope so.
I think that's the case. I got to look and see if it's this Saturday or next Saturday. But I know somebody said Saturday, so I can't remember exactly. But either way, because I know the Bills are Sunday, Tampa, then it's Thursday next week. in Houston. So it might be that weekend it's coming up. But either way, it'll be on Hallmark coming up. I believe it might be next Saturday.
Miami.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I don't know what happened other than just a snowball. You know, you say this in the heat, a snowball effect of when a few plays go wrong and then you compound it with a couple other mistakes, then you start to press. And it was just one of those days, right? These things happen in sports. They happen in the NFL. Unfortunately, fortunately, they haven't happened to the Bills a lot. But unfortunately, it did happen last week.
It was not fun to watch, but we move on. And it'll be fun to see Josh. You look at Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield, and they both were in the same draft class, right?
That's right.
So they came out of college at the same time. And then you look at their stats. Their stats are pretty even with each other.
This year, Baker is playing like an MVP candidate. Now, not as much about that the last couple of weeks. There's been a bit of a regression with their offense, but he was in the MVP conversation just a couple of weeks ago because he's played phenomenal. You look over their careers, though, and I think Baker is a great, I think both these guys are a great, great example of a saying that's really come up lately, which is organizations fail young quarterbacks more than quarterbacks fail organizations. And I think by that, I mean, like, if Baker Mayfield had been drafted by the Bills instead of Josh Allen, he wouldn't be on his fourth team by now. He'd be doing really well because the Bills would have cultivated him and developed him well. I think if Josh had been drafted by the Cleveland Browns, I don't think he becomes what Josh Allen is today because they wouldn't have cultivated him well. And I think that's a great example of where these guys are. And Baker now on his, fourth team, I think it is. He's thriving and they've done a good job.
Let me ask about this mantra that we heard after the game of they wanted it more.
I didn't like it. I don't think Sean McDermott liked it, but it's something you address. Okay, what do you mean by that? What do you mean they wanted it more? And I don't think the players, and we heard it from Josh, we heard it from Deion Dawkins, we heard it from Spencer Brown, Daquan Jones. These are leaders on the team, right?
Yes.
When leaders on the team say they played harder, they wanted it more. I don't think they're saying we didn't want to win. What they're saying is, wow, 2-7 football team at the time, fired their GM. We thought they might lay down. They came in here and took it to us. But you can't let that happen. You know, and never. This is a sport where you better be on your A game every single week. And I will tell you, that is tough to do, right, guys? You know that. 17 weeks.
Yeah, of course.
Be on your A game. Be emotionally high every week. But against a team that is in your division, that's an arch rival, that just fired their GM, that's kind of feeling, you need to go there and put your foot down right away, and the Bills didn't, and they gave an opening. And then Miami said, okay, well, guess what? We can play with these guys, and it went from there.
I think they should just blow up the organization, the Miami Dolphins, and we should just take the defensive coordinator and add him to our team because he seemed
Anthony
like
Anthony Weaver used to be a coach.
He was
in
working
Buffalo.
Hard. He should come back.
He had time here.
He did. He worked in Buffalo years ago. But hey, give them credit. You know they played really well, and you hope that it doesn't happen again this week for the Bills.
Looking forward to this Sunday. I want to ask about the Baker Mayfield golf comments that came out because it was. I thought it was funny. It looked like two brothers kind of having fun with each other at their dueling press conferences or whatever. What was the tone in the room when Josh got caught up to speed as to what Baker said about him? And
I think Josh was a bit caught by surprise. Josh is very, as you guys know, just plays everything kind of safe, you know, close to the vest in press conferences, right? So he never wants to say anything inflammatory. He never wants to do anything or say anything that's going to draw attention negatively in any regard. But I think when this happened, it kind of loosened him up a little bit from that, which is here's his buddy, Baker Mayfield, who kind of made fun of him in a very lighthearted way and said, well, you know, he's 6'10", but he's got small hands. Right? And Josh's like, oh, really? Well, he wears two gloves when he plays golf. Hey, it's such a small little light ribbing that it doesn't go too far that they can have fun with each other. Yeah, I think these guys really are. They're very much cut from the same cloth, the way that they interact with their team and their fan base and their competitive drive. They are very good friends. I love seeing that. And I think Baker is a really, really fun guy to watch and root for. I really do.
Sure. What about on our sidelines? Because if people have been saying that we don't see that, like, the team getting excited between plays and that, like, fire and the leadership, whether it's the captains or other players, like, just, like, kind of psyching each other up to kind of get that energy when the Bills aren't playing as well, like, do you see that? Is that something people just aren't seeing when they're watching the game from their vantage point? Are there people that are really firing each other up on the sidelines?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of things about this, Janet. Number one, yes, I do see it a lot more than you would think from a camera angle, right? When people see Josh on the sidelines looking down, oh, he looks sad. He's looking at still pictures on an iPad, basically, on a tablet, because that's what his job. He needs to get prepared for the next series. You never know when they're going to get the ball one play later. So he's mm-hmm. getting ready. He's got coaches near him. They're getting ready for that. They are very, very excited and go crazy for each other when really good plays happen. And then when poor plays happen, I think the key is they don't want to get too low either, right? I mean, like, it's right. not like, and you just want to kind of, okay, that happened. Let's go fix it. Let's go see where we are. So I think a little too much is made of it, but certainly you'd love to see that from a fan standpoint and think, oh my gosh, they're getting after each other and doing that. I will say, late in the game last week, I saw Sean McDermott walk down the bench and literally give a high five and a dap up every defensive player, defensive nice. Lineman especially, after a stop, and was like, great job, great job. Come on, let's go. Like, you okay. see, I do see that happening.
Okay, good. That makes me happy, because that has been like a conversation people are having, and you want to make sure that they're, as much as it is to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stay even keeled.
Yes.
You also want to have that, you know, because they talk about they wanted it more, and that made me wonder.
Yeah. I loved what I saw from Hoyt after his injury, that he wanted to stay there and be part of it. What did you tell me about this guy? And I know he's out for a bit.
Yeah,
but,
and you know, I do. I will say though, guys, that's a guy where you're gonna miss his energy. You're gonna miss his enthusiasm. You're gonna miss the other thing you just talked about, Janet. Right? Like, that's a guy that as soon as he came back from a 6-week suspension, everybody in the building said, oh my God, this guy just really brings the juice. He brings the energy. You want to play with him. You want to play for him. I do think that there's something to be said to have a guy like that on the team. And by the way, he was really impactful for the 7 quarters that he was out there. And then he gets hurt.
He did a great job. Yeah.
They did sign a guy named Morgan Fox, who kind of played the same similar role as Michael Hoyt back in LA before Michael Hoyt became him. And he actually had some pretty good numbers. Now, he's been a free agent. Okay. And you say, well, why doesn't he have a job? Well, guys like that don't have a lot of times a true position. And teams are like, where are we going to play him? And the Bills are looking for that guy to kind of move around a little bit. I don't know if he's going to play yet. He's on the practice squad. But I think eventually we might see Morgan Fox move into that type of role.
Sal Capaccio from the Buffalo Bills on the air with us on Kiss 98.5. Before we let you get out of here, Deion Dawkins gets the key to the city. Will it open any certain doors at the new stadium? Ooh. I mean, what happens with this key today?
I'm not really sure, but Deion can kind of walk in almost any door he wants, it feels like, in this city. That's why he's getting the key, right? I saw Deion was there last night, and so was his mom. Deion's mom is amazing, and I believe she lives in Buffalo with Deion now, and she relocated after he got drafted here and settled here, and they are true Buffalonians. It was
great
seeing him.
Did he wear a shirt? Because he usually
did wear a shirt last night. Yes, he did wear a shirt last night. Yes.
Okay, good.
At the theater. It was a really great night, and he was there. I saw Ray Davis there from the Buffalo Bills last night as well. But it was a great night. And hey, Deion really represents this city, this region, really, really well. And I've been fortunate enough to do some other work with him on the side for different organizations. And I'll say this about Deion Dawkins. What I really love, he's so authentic. What you see is what you get. And he's always going to be honest, and whether that's going to be something that is amazingly with laughter or painful to hear, he's going to make sure you have the honesty.
His razzle dazzle is legit. Most important thing. Yeah. Have you been drifting with him? Are you allowed to do that?
No, I have not, okay. And it's probably not something that I will do in my future, to be quite honest.
No. Do the Bills get the dub on Sunday?
I think they do. I like their chances here in this one. Look, the weather's not going to be great. It's going to be about 40 degrees and very windy. Mm-hmm. I think as soon as the Buccaneers get to the stadium, they may be like, you know what, let's go back to Tampa. let's go to
LA. Lousy for them, but
honestly, like, this is a game the Bills need. I know the Bucs do too. They're 6-3. The difference is the Bills are chasing a team, the Patriots, in their division. The Bucs have a game and a half lead in their division. I don't think it's quite critical as much for them right now.
Sal, thanks for checking in with us. Always love talking to you. You're a movie star now. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Sal Capaccio on Kiss 98.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.